This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The question will be, does America First include an alliance with Russia, something that maybe Romney and Corker, when they sat down in those same meetings, were not really willing to go along with.
I think we need to look at different ways where we can work with them. And when we talk about defeating ISIS, if there are countries that are acting in good faith that want to stand with us to defeat ISIS, we should be looking for ways to go and do that. I think that's absolutely silly to go and cross that off the table. Now, are we going to agree on everything? Absolutely not. We're going to stand up and we're going to be firm. And I think we've seen that from the president-elect, and we've seen it from some of his picks, people like Rex Tillerson. But to go and just cross people off and say that we can't work with them to defeat someone like ISIS, and we talk about the overall geopolitical stability of a region like the Middle East, we're not in this by ourselves. There are a lot of other players, and if we can't sit down and have a conversation, then we're not going to go anywhere.
People point to Reagan and Gorbachev and what they were able to accomplish, and then some might say Gorbachev and Putin, very, very different people. So we will see, and I think he obviously needs to have his moment in front of that, in front of everyone, because America doesn't know Rex Tillerson, and you guys have talked to him, and so he's going to get his chance to, you know, be presented on the world stage, and people will hear from him himself, and that is the very important part of this process.
He's a very, very impressive person, someone who's run one of the world's largest companies, over 70,000 employees. He's literally worked in every region of the world. So we talk about Southeast Asia and South America, understands the Middle East and security issues. Just a very impressive person. I think people are going to be really impressed when they start to really get to know Rex Tillerson.
I think everybody looks forward to that opportunity. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thanks, Martha.
Well, of course, Martha McCallum from Fox News, along with Jason Miller, encouraging us about one Rex Tillerson. You know, as we said, like out of nowhere. I mean, you hear all these names that you're familiar with from Giuliani early on. Newt Gingrich is a possible Secretary of State choice. And, you know, some good names here. You know, John Bolton. And then Rex Tillerson out of nowhere. I mean, you're not even seeing him having lunch or dinner at Trump Tower with Donald Trump, and now he's the choice. So, but you consider his background, as Jason Miller was saying. You know, he's got an impressive, as they would say, curriculum vitae. He's got a lot of exposure here. So we'll see how it plays out. It might be the kind of balance that is going to be required here. You know, we see a lot of military types in the administration. I think good flag officers, noted flag officers from, you know, General Mattis and Mike Flynn and that. That I think encourages on that side, but you also need to have the business side to bring, you know, that into the recipe so that people understand, as we were talking with, you know, Liz Peek earlier, is that, you know, it's still about the economy. And if we can help with the economy of these varying nations, I think it'll go a long way in healing some of these things, or at least making it placable to where we can get along and do something together and get rid of this, you know, these things that are causing problems, whether it's ISIS or other issues that we need to, you know, address, issues of aggression, you know, that are impeding on others' ability to be successful and to provide for their people. You know, these things could be addressed, but we can't do that if we're not sitting down and having that discussion and understanding that, you know, everybody has their own agenda. But at the top of this has to be, what is the most important thing that needs to be accomplished? And that's what Liz was talking about, is that there's no vision and leadership right now. And with the, you know, with the situation that America played, I mean, it was an experiment, I think, you know, theoretical one, but that's typical of professors and people in academia. They talk in terms of the possibility, and I think that, you know, that's fine, but it's really difficult when that becomes the mainstay of the recipe that, you know, and I think that that's one thing that needs to be looked at in the last 8 years, is that we operated a lot on theory. And where did that get us? Got us to a point where, as Marco Rubio said, that, you know, our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. So Donald Trump's got some ground to make up, and this administration, I know, is already hitting the ground running, and we're excited about the potential that lies ahead. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, especially right now. It's tis the season, okay, Bill? At BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, Jeff Cruer, yes, the one and only, the Cajun Crusher himself, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party and the host of the Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics. Mr. Jeff, Merry Christmas to you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Merry Christmas to you. Things are looking good.
Hey,
November 8th, I'll tell you,
they really are, no doubt about it. A lot of upside here and a lot of encouragement and hope. And what I am seeing on the horizon is this pent-up potential of productivity and a GDP that we will look back upon in the rearview mirror, and glad that it's in the rearview mirror, because I'm looking at threes and fours lying just ahead here real close and real soon. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I mean, look at the Trump bump as far as the stock market. Look at all these jobs that are being announced. IBM, U.S. Steel, Ford plant staying, carriers keeping jobs here, the SoftBank, the Japanese billionaire talking about 50,000 jobs.
Wow.
My goodness, Bill, this
it's
is
all looking up.
In 4 weeks than we had in 8 years of Barack Obama.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Jeff, real quick, before we get too far into this, I want to give you a chance to tell everybody, I mean, for those that are looking for some last-minute stocking stuffers, a great read, your new book, America's Last Chance. Boy, a great Christmas gift idea for the good folks. How can they get their hands on a copy of your hot new book?
Well, thank you very much, Bill. They can get it at my website, which is my name, jeffcruere.com, and that's C-R-O-U-E-R-E. And the book was all about my frustration with the Republican Party of the past 8 years, that they were continually lying down, not pursuing a conservative agenda, turning their back on the grassroots. Talked about the need for not only Donald Trump to win, but now to pursue what is going to be, I think, a very bold platform of change that we saw in the election that resonated with the American people. And part one is done. His election was historic and, I think, transformational. Now following through on this agenda, I think, is going to be tremendous for the American people. And the book explains everything that's happened during the Obama years and what we need to do now during the Trump years. And I think it would be great for a Christmas. It's gotten excellent reviews, I'm pleased to say. And I would love folks to get it for their friends and family.
There, there. America's Last Chance. I guess the operative word for the next 4 years, Jeff, is accountability. The Republicans better not screw this up. They've got the House. They've got the Senate. They've got the Oval Office. Now the pressure is on them to perform. All along, they said, if only we had the Senate when they had the House. And now, if only they got the Oval Office, let's see what happens. So let's hope that they do not disappoint our optimism.
Well, here's what I'm worried about, Bill. I'm not worried about Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is delivering great cabinet picks. He's got a great message. He's talked about what we need to do, tax cuts. He's talked about, I think, putting America first. I'm worried about these guys in Congress, the McConnells and Rubios and McCain and Gramsci and people like Paul Ryan. I'm wondering, Bill, if they're going to support Donald Trump. Or whether they're going to put obstacles in front of him. They're already talking down his tax plan, saying that we need to balance it with budget cuts, and they don't want anything that's going to increase the deficit. All of a sudden, Bill, they're concerned about the deficit. They've been Mitch McConnell has run up the debt. We now have a $20 trillion debt. Now all of a sudden he's concerned about the debt.
Yes.
And then they're talking about this Secretary of State nominee that they are worried about his ties to Russia and that's not what I expect from these Republicans in Congress. I expect them to follow through on the election. Donald Trump won. He won a national election. They need to support his agenda. That's what I think.
It was a referendum, no doubt. I mean, forget about all the other stuff and how the Democrats would want to parcel this out. Clearly, it was a referendum on business as usual on the Beltway. This is why the American people said we need an outsider, a guy who understands business, who already is making business moves. And, Jeff, you know as well as I do, there's just some low-lying fruit that can be win-win for everybody on both sides of the aisle because they can be part of something that is most excellent that will revive this country and bring us all together and get this government moving again. What about that? What a novel concept, huh?
And I like the fact he's bringing in people from the business world.
Yes.
Seated in the private sector. It can bring some of those talents, Bill, to the public sector. We haven't seen that from the traditional bureaucrats. Now we're going to have some innovators, some successful people, and then coming in and really making these agencies and departments hopefully efficient and effective. And I think that is what we need, that kind of thinking, out-of-the-box thinking. And some of these guys in Congress, Bill, they've been there so long, decades. I agree with Donald Trump. I think we need term limits
without a doubt
for these members of Congress.
Right across the board, in my humble opinion, not only in Congress, but I'll take the Supreme Court as well. They do not have to be lifetime appointments. This is, all contributing to the mess. Number one, number two is that you've got, these legislators that, live outside of the bubble. They enact laws that they do not live under. You make them live under the laws that they enact and we'll have a different program. I'll guarantee you that.
I 100% agree, and I think it's time for these people to listen to their constituents, listen to the American people, as opposed to these special interests and these lobbyists who have been really dictating to them over the years. So it's going to be really a test, I think, Bill, for the Republican Party and for these leaders in Congress. I'm hoping that they're going to get behind what I think is a bold agenda. I mean, his 100-day plan, I really have to say, I think all of it would be very beneficial for this country. I'm really on board with his entire agenda.
Right, exactly. Well, the other thing, too, I know that everybody has made fun and has kind of enjoyed the train wreck happening with the Democratic Party, and rightfully so. I mean, they erected the tracks that they rode on, and it has been an incredible train wreck and just an absolute mess and ball of confusion on that side. But my statement to Democrats is get your act together. Let's get it together, you know, get off of this stupid scenario, and I don't know what else to call it but stupid. I mean, you keep trying to make a round peg fit in a square hole. You guys messed up, you blew the deal, get your act together so that you can be part of the solution and not part of the problem here.
You know, Bill, I wrote a recent column where I called the Democrats remaining stuck on stupid because all they're doing is trying to blame everybody else for their problems. The Russians, white supremacists, trying to get the
typos. Now it's typos. The typo boogeyman now, too. You know, it's just, it keeps on going.
Fake news. I mean, it was all these various excuses as opposed to just looking themselves in the mirror and saying, all right, our message failed. We lost all these Rust Belt states. We didn't deliver to our constituents. They voted Republican for the first time in years. And they're keeping, Bill, they're keeping the same leadership. They're keeping Nancy Pelosi. I mean,
right.
It's crazy to me. I don't see the Democrats changing. And you know what? That is sort of a good thing for the Republicans, because I think that kind of leadership is going to continue to be rejected by the American people.
But the fact of the matter is, in this the system that we have, we need all players on the field working for a common goal, and somehow Donald Trump's got to find a way to bring them all together, regardless of whether or not they have an R or a D in front of their name. Jeff Cruera, the Cajun Crusher, with us. Jeff, as always, great insight. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Bill. Thank you very much, and look to talk to you soon.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
One small child in a land of a thousand. One small dream of a savior tonight.
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you. Why not, huh? Just the way you like it. You know, fit for the order. This is Bill Martinez, live at 19 after the top of the hour. Speaking about the way you like things, we were out to dinner the other night and talking with some people, and they were saying, oh, man, have you tried this voice shopping thing? And I said, interestingly, you should bring that, because we have a guest that we're going to be talking with who is going to be telling us about a voice shopping. You know, and it's just in time for the holidays. And the future of shopping is here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're at all prone to any of this new and innovative technology, you're excited as to what's happening in the world of shopping and Christmas and the holidays. And, of course, technology is coming together with the holidays in a very dynamic and exciting way. And so if you're interested, as I say, in new technology and you enjoy shopping, you're going to especially appreciate what Angie Newman has to share with us. It's about the newest revolution for consumers, and it's called, like I said, voice shopping. You simply ask a device for a product or any new sales that are available, and the product will be delivered. Voila! How about that, huh? With us is Angie Newman right now from Amazon to discuss how this new technology could change the way consumer shop. Angie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm well.
Hey, I'm excited about this voice shopping. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I commend it to be so, and let it happen. And just like that, you've got a device that will deliver on your request, just like that, huh?
Yeah, we're excited about it too. So mm-hmm. If you have an Alexa-enabled device like the Amazon Echo, Echo Dot, the Tap, Fire TV, or even an Alexa-enabled tablet, you can voice shop. Mm-hmm. So it's as simple as asking Alexa, order diapers or order paper towels, or let's say you're wrapping gifts this holiday season and you've run out of tape. Mm-hmm. Your hands are busy, you're hanging out with friends and family. You don't want to take the time away from that to go to a screen and reorder something that you might need. It's as easy now as saying, Alexa, order Scotch tape. It will be at your house in less than 2 days, and in some cases, wow, where Prime Now is available, in less mm-hmm. than 2 hours.
Exactly. That's incredible. You know, so if you get frustrated in the season and the kids aren't doing what you tell them to do, you can always talk to Alexa, and she's very responsive. You know, so maybe that'll give us a little relief here. What do you think?
Well, Alexa is a cloud-based service, so mm-hmm. she's always getting smarter, both for features and for natural language and understanding and accuracy, because her brains are in the AWS cloud. It continues to learn and adds more functionality, even every hour. So mm-hmm. keep talking to her just like a relationship. She gets better the more that you engage.
Pretty scary stuff, I'm telling you, it could be, but how much fun is that? So basically, voice shopping can be customized and will be customized just as you interact, right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, we have tens of millions of items available to voice shop. So just like you can customize your shopping experience on a desktop or on your mobile phone, you can customize it with voice shopping. If you have run out of toilet paper, let's say, Alexa will search your order history to figure out if you've ever ordered toilet paper on Amazon before. And if you have, she'll figure that that's your preferred brand, and that's the brand that she'll offer to you. It's as simple as when she asks if you'd like to purchase that item, you just have to say yes, and yes, it shows up at your door.
How wonderful is that? Well, with the holidays and all, everyone's interested in getting some great deals. So what are some examples of the kind of deals that are available for voice shopping, Angie?
Well, we've had all sorts of deals. They change every single day. So you need to come back and ask Alexa, what are your deals daily, to get the latest. If you do that, those folks that use that phrase are automatically entered into a giveaway for a $1,000 gift card from Amazon. But like I mentioned, we've had a ton of things on sale. We had the George Foreman grill for over 30% off. We've had Play-Doh Fun Factory Superset for 50% off. We had a Griddler for 50% off. And then, you know, everyday items like dog chew treats, those are 50% off. And the Garth Brooks Ultimate Hit CD, 80% off. So those deals are exclusive to voice shoppers and can only be purchased with Alexa.
Only with Alexa. So not yet with any Android or iPhone or anything like that, right?
Well, the mobile experience is completely different. So, mm-hmm. you know, mobile actually has its own lightning deals from time to time, but these are Alexa exclusive deals just for voice shoppers.
Okay, so you gave us a little tease on the kind of items that can be purchased. You want to expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, you can, like I said, there's tens of millions of items that you can purchase using your voice with Alexa. We've had people order everything from chocolate to disco balls to coffee to, drones to video games, essentially, you know, everything from A to Z that Amazon offers.
Now, in the world of hacking, we know it's everything. It's 'tis the season to be hacked. Here, how do we protect our voice authentication with Alexa so that nobody is, ordering something, maybe using our commands? Does Alexa know that it's us and we're protected there?
Well, you can protect yourself in a lot of different ways. I mean, at Amazon, we take security very seriously. We want to provide a convenient, super fast way for you to get your items, but we want you to feel safe, whether you're shopping from a mobile device, your desktop, or with your voice. So with voice shopping specifically, you can create a 4-digit code using your Alexa app, and then each time that you want to shop, Alexa will ask you for that code.
Well, Angie, you've been at the forefront, with many years of experience successfully launching products and, working on important events for top technology organizations like Facebook and Xbox. Is this like the most exciting thing you've been involved with now?
It really is. Amazon is doing such innovative things. I mean, we had our first drone delivery yesterday.
We just
recently launched Amazon Go, which is simply walk-out shopping. You don't even have to have a cashier taking your money anymore. So we're doing such amazing things at Amazon. Voice shopping is just one of those things, but our speech scientists have taken this technology that's so incredibly complicated and made it easy for our customers to simply just say the word and get items delivered to their door in 2 days, but sometimes in Prime Now eligible cities, even 2 hours. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. So I feel very, very fortunate to be working on a technology that's a leader in this space. So there's a lot of voice recognition going on out there in the market, but Amazon and Alexa-enabled devices are the only voice recognition devices that allow you to shop.
Well, Angie, this, you talk about opening the door of opportunity. What do you see in the next year? I mean, here we are. We're talking Christmas 2016, voice shopping, drone deliveries, a couple of hours. I mean, your wish is my command. I mean, I feel like something out of The King and I here or something. But what do you see coming up on the horizon? What's next?
I mean, our vision is to provide convenient, safe, fast, free, shopping, free shipping shopping to our customers. And we're going to continue to look for new ways to innovate and do just that.
Well, this has been an exciting year for shoppers and those in commerce as well. It is a whole new way, an exciting way with this new technology as it's come together to, just to get things through the pipeline and get them in the hands of consumers. Now, where can people go for more information, Angie?
Well, as a reminder, we want anybody that has an Alexa-enabled device to say, Alexa, what are your deals, to get the best deals that we offer daily. And if you want more information, you can go to amazon.com/Alexa deals.
Yeah. And you want to ask Alexa, about those daily deals, because that puts you in the running for what, $1,000? Is it $1,000 gift certificate or what exactly?
A $1,000 Amazon gift card. That Woo. Would certainly help with the holidays.
Well, wow. I mean, hey, go out. If you don't have an Alexa, you better go get one and get in the running there. Why not? If you're not participating, you don't have a chance to win. Again, remind everybody, if you would, Angie, we got a couple more seconds here where they can go for more information. I want to make sure they're up to speed and they know exactly what to do here.
Make sure that you go to amazon.com/Alexa deals or just ask Alexa, what are your deals, every day to learn more.
Well, Angie Newman, spokesperson with many years of experience successfully launching products and working on important events for top technology organizations like Facebook and Xbox. As a communications manager for Amazon, her tech background allows her to work closely helping journalists around the world. Angie, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 29 after.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions, Bill Martinez,
you would
live.
Even say it glows. All of the other reindeer.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us as we talk about the things that are of interest to you. And one of these topics we're going to bring to the forefront here, and it has to do with keeping your children safe online. And there are things, as parents, that we need to know. And believe it or not, there's things that we can learn from our kids to put us more in the know. Let's face it, technology has changed the ways in which people connect. But for families, the basics of talking with children about safety remain the same. Working with expert partners from around the world, Facebook has pulled together some useful tips to make it easier to speak with your child about their online safety. We're going to address how to let your child know the same rules apply online as apply offline. Try to be a good role model. You want to engage early, identify and seize key moments, and ask your children to teach you. As I said, we have so much to learn from our children. With us right now is the head of global safety at Facebook, Antigone Davis. Antigone, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, good to have you with us to talk about this important topic. I mean, we hear about how our online services are being hacked, and it doesn't matter if you happen to be associated with the Democratic National Committee, some big enterprise or agency. Hacking is happening, and especially right now, we would say it's up on the increase because it seems to go along with the season, doesn't it?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. We just launched a new parents portal where parents can go to get information around online safety for their children. And inside of that parents portal, there's something called security checkup where you can go to run through your account and put extra secure security features in place.
Wow. Good. That's a great idea, and we appreciate that effort from Facebook. So why is it important? Let's ask the basic question, the fundamental question, why it's so important for parents to teach their children about online safety.
You know, I think you mentioned it just when we began. You know, technology has changed the way families connect and share, but the basics of safety and talking to your kids about safety remain the same. So just as you would talk to your child about safety when they're learning to ride a bike or when you're teaching them about crossing the street, you want to talk to your kid about online safety when they get online and when they're part of social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an incredible, as you say, portal into the family and directly in connection with your child, and there's, many times there's just not that supervision that's readily available while they're online, and you're not really sure. You're just assuming, which is terrible, but you're assuming that everybody is looking out for the best interest of your child, but there's some bad players out there.
A lot you can do as a parent. One of the things I would recommend is to really engage early with your child. So all the research shows that starting these conversations early is really important. It's much harder to start that conversation when your child is beginning to develop their own identity to separate from you as a parent. So engaging early and having them teach you is a really good way to begin that conversation.
Well, and that's like in any kind of relationship, isn't it, Antigone, is that people want to have value, and our child wants to have value and feel like they're part of the solution as well. But that goes back to, you know, the very basics, as you mentioned, in making sure that the same rules apply online that apply offline. You have that conversation and say, okay, this is what this is about. This is how we're going to approach it. So that way, when there's problems, you can go back and say, hey, let's look back at rule number one when we talked about this, right? I mean, to refresh them and keep them on track.
Yeah, I think, you know, parents should really, kids don't think of their offline and online lives as different. In fact, most of us don't in many ways. And they should trust the same skills that they have offline for their parenting. So if you know certain things work for your child, if you know, for instance, that your child is a rule follower and it's easy to set some rules, do that with them about their online activities. Mm-hmm. If your child likes to negotiate everything, like my child does, then maybe have a contract.
That's a future attorney, because I have one of those too. I keep telling him, I go, you're going to be in the legal profession, no doubt, because everything is negotiable with him.
Yeah, that's I have one of those too.
Yeah, the other thing you talk about is being a good role model. I mean, the kids are going to look at you, and they're going to follow your lead. So if you're breaking the rules, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to break the rules. You know, one of the things that I, with my own daughter, when we first got her phone, we noticed the glow coming out of her room late at night, and we really wanted to make sure that she was getting sleep and having an opportunity to decompress. And so we set a rule. We said, you know, after 9 o'clock, phones off. That meant we had to do that too. I had to not check my email, put my phone on my own nightstand. And then she began to self-regulate.
Yes, exactly. You also talk about asking your children to teach you. I mean, there's no question. I mean, I love that one commercial, you know, when the kids come to see the grandparents and the grandparents have a handful of electronics and hand it to the kids. Don't even say hi. They just hand it, fix this, you know, because these kids are so technologically savvy that they can teach us. And it's so academic for them, isn't it?
You know, one of the really interesting pieces of research I've come across lately is fathers tend to engage with their kids while gaming, online gaming. That's a great opportunity for a father to engage with their child, to find out how they're using that game and to have those important conversations.
Exactly. Now, again, you know, in terms of the right time, you know, to have this discussion about social media with our kids, is it kind of like the old standard, early and often?
Yes, early and often, and seize those moments when they come to you.
Mm-hmm. And what steps should a parent take if, you know, we're talking about your 13-year-old, and I'm not sure if 13-year-old is the critical age, or is that the critical age when they can create a Facebook account?
That is.
Okay. So what should we do as parents when a 13-year-old says, look it, I'm ready to create a Facebook account?
You know, I highly recommend actually going to our parents' portal. Take a second, if you have a Facebook account, to learn, or if you don't, to learn the basics of Facebook. Go through information around sharing, the tools that we have for keeping your child safe, and then look at those tips for how to start a conversation. Hopefully that'll enable you to begin those early conversations.
Well, Anakin Davis, I mean, Facebook has done a great job. I mean, you have responded to, you know, the information you're getting from parents and from young people alike and putting this all together. And this has been a process. This hasn't been something that's happened overnight. Some would say maybe trial and error. But, well, I'll tell you, you've really taken this to a whole new level and helped parents out. And I think you also, in doing this, are making the experience safe and enjoyable for our children.
Well, you know, we really see this as a partnership with parents, and we took their feedback when we were developing this resource. We talked with online safety experts. We've been doing that for quite a while, and we wanted to give a home for all those resources to make it as easy as possible. For instance, the Parents Portal has videos to make it easy to digest the content.
Like anything, it's going to take a little bit of time. There's no question about it. I mean, let's face it, the kids, you know, they've been already, they've adapted to this. They've hit this running. I mean, they're in the fast lane, and parents, we might find ourselves in the slow lane and a little bit of catch-up needed. But look, this is important. This is what our children are learning from. You know, as I said, this portal is opening into their lives. It's speaking. It is influencing their lives, and we need to be vigilant. So we need to take the time that is required in order to get up to speed, don't we?
Yes. Thank you very, very much for giving me this opportunity to speak with you.
Well, I got to tell you, Anagon, again, I appreciate it. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
www.facebook.com/safety.
Anagon Davis, head of global safety at Facebook, where she works with internal teams at Facebook and with external safety organizations and government bodies to ensure that Facebook remains a leader in online safety and that stakeholders understand the steps Facebook takes to promote safety online. Anagon Davis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Muller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for three generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity from maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive, OverDrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit randmcnally.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, what a great time of year, isn't it? Oh, I love it. I mean, if nothing else, just for the music. I mean, it's a wonderful time. Welcome back. America 14 before the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty is with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention. We had to get Michael on because with all this stuff flying around regarding, you know, the hackapalooza that's been happening all over our country. I mean, here we got John Podesta, his heir. And maybe it was, you know, they're even saying, Michael, that they could attribute it to an auto spell check thing because somehow it was, illegitimate or legitimate and the wrong message got to Podesta and he got fished, right?
Well, the classic human error. It's exactly how the State Department got hacked. It's how the White House got hacked. It's not these fancy programs that land out of a Star Trek movie. It is human error, just clicking on the wrong thing, not reading, not knowing technology. You know, this is a generation of people, Podesta and Hillary. I mean, she didn't even have a driver's license. These people are techno-illiterate. And, but we're just seeing it, and it's luckily its worst possible form. I am amazed at how the extreme temper tantrum, the complete meltdown. They have no human dignity, and yet they're not saying anything about the content was wrong. Still, you know, it's all about I was lying, but you caught me. You caught me.
You wouldn't have caught me if it wasn't for this deal, this other illegitimate thing that went on. I know it is ridiculous. Like you say, it is theater. And you know what? You don't even have to buy a ticket
for this.
It's all right there, and they're just fully exposed. And it's like I want to tell them, you know, guys, get on with it. Let's go. You know, we've got a country to run, and you're part of the process, so get your act together so that you can do some heavy lifting with us. It's not going to all be done by the Republican Party, God forbid, because that's what got us into this mess before when one party thought they could do it all. You know,
well, it's a beautiful thing about the founding fathers and the ultimate power in the public, because, you know, this in the media is showing itself in true form, showing these people in true form, still assuming the American public is stupid.
Yeah, but, I mean, I know, because we've been convinced that they are so brilliant, Michael, that we have to pay them so much money, we have to give them these golden parachutes, the retirement plan, that you and I could never even, you know, realize in five more lifetimes, but they get it because somehow they're the special people. They're the
indignation is entertaining and nauseating.
Yeah,
because
it is.
And we get it, but it is this massive example of what a parent does by walking away from a 2-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. And what does the 2-year-old do? Scream louder. And right. Then scream louder. And then you get to that moment, and I think it might be where we're at now, where there's just absolute hysterics.
Yes.
And the child's going to go, are you going to pay attention to me? And the parent's going, burn it out, kid.
Yeah, just keep on going. Fight yourself out. We're going to be like a lifeguard watching you drown and wait until you get all the fight out of you. And then maybe we'll go ahead and pick you up later on when you're all done, you know. Which is kind of funny. It's like you say, you know, they're kicking, screaming, crying, and every once in a while they're looking up to see if we're paying attention, you know, and we're not.
Well, they're so patronizing. This whole Russian thing is pretty amazing because, first of all, I say, so what? It is, once again, they're only reporting a small slice of the pie. Russians hack? I had no idea.
Yeah, right.
You got to be kidding me. Well, oh, and because they do and we speak to them, we're terrible. So the head of Exxon must be in the bag with them. Really?
Right.
I do believe it is Obama was, if he would have spoken to Syria, we might not have these problems. So they have no self-respect. It's just constant, meaningless spin, like they're free falling through space. And I'm hoping and I'm thinking and I think we're right that the public is enough people caught on to this election.
Yeah.
And now it's going to keep on going because they're losing it. It's,
well, an updated updated memo on the hacking. America, I think, has been perfecting hacking. You know, like what? There's no hacking, you know, from our country. I mean, you know.
You know, we do hacking in an ethical manner where we don't enable all these people outside that are trained in schools to go and hack on behalf of the government and say, it's not me, I'm not working with the government, which is what happens in China and Russia, especially, and, you know, in North Korea and Iran don't even deny it. So, you know, it's a different situation when you're in a free country with the rule of law. And it's going to be, these people have burrowed in, these bureaucrats, these Podestas, the Clintons, the Obamas, this network. These people have burrowed deep into the fabric of America. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come out easy, and they're not going to not scream when they're yanked out. I fully expect Valerie Jarrett to be tied to a chain to a pole in the base of the White House come January 20th, refusing to leave.
Well, Valerie Jarrett, along with Michelle Obama's mama. She's not going to want to leave. There's no way. I mean, you know, she's going to have
a pretty good gig. We got to cut her some.
Oh, are you kidding me? She's had an awesome gig. I mean, she's going to, as part of the presidential library, they're going to do a special reproduction of the White House room for Michelle's mama. You know, so that she has, you know, it's not exactly the same, but, you know, it's a duplicate, but it's kind of close.
The first she sort of landed in a bed of roses. So that's the way it goes.
Without a doubt. Well, I refer to Putin as the Jedi hacker. You know, he's the, he's become the, you know, speaking of Star Wars and everything, but, you know, all this stuff, everybody's hacking. Maybe that's what we got to get the UN to do is, you know, forego this climate change, boogeyman that you're chasing. Let's get them to enunciate the new international 12th commandment, thou shalt not hack.
Boy, that would shut them up quickly, or have them all open up all their emails for all the world to see. Turn all your cards over, boys.
Yes.
That'd be great. You know, but the other big thing that actually does disturb me is what is the CIA doing involving themselves in this, putting out a press release? There's no way. I mean, there's no way they should. Whoever is doing that needs to be ferreted out. That is right. Completely unforgivable.
That's a bad mole. You know, and the thing is about this, Michael, and that's what I was going to ask you. My follow-up question was the intelligence community is all over this. I mean, they're schizophrenic. I mean, do they, you know, are they convinced the Russians? Are they not? You know, what is going on? It's like everybody's pointing fingers, but we're not coming to some consensus, although Josh Earnest would want us to believe that there is consensus.
This is a problem. Most of the intelligence community, like most of the FBI, are ethical patriots, work hard, don't live for the theater or the names of the fame. Mm-hmm. And they don't respond to media or litigation or speculation. It screws up their investigations. So they're mortified to have to even address this, the ethical ones, because it's not the way they roll. Mm-hmm. Their job is not to be out there in front of the cameras in front of the world. Their job is to do investigations, which this type of thing screws up. But this is what happens when you politicize agencies, folks. This mm-hmm. is what happens when you have Holder in the Justice Department and some of these people running these agencies. You just get a few people that are now got nothing to lose. They'll be gone soon.
Right.
And the question would be, what would happen to Trump? And so, you know, this is just the childish meltdown we have to put up with till they're out of there.
Well, that's why the new T-shirt, hashtag Good Riddance, is, you know, selling in record numbers this Christmas.
I mean, we thought when the Clintons left, taking the keyboards off and leaving and screwing up the computers was bad. This is unbelievable.
Well, that was the only thing we could hope for. If Hillary did get reelected, maybe she was going to bring the W's back with her. I don't know. Probably save us a couple of bazillion dollars. You know,
it's been really tough to type ever since in the White House.
Well, yeah, he keeps gouging my finger there, you know. It's just a little inconvenient. But, you know, you imagine the amount of millions of dollars the government spends to replace just the W's on those keyboards, you know.
Well, you know, I think that, again, this is the silent majority, the people that didn't talk about who they were going to vote for in the polls, the big surprise. I mean, it's got these people paranoid, upset. They're losing their power. They are throwing Hail Mary passes by the millisecond. They're circling and confusing. Podesta, I mean, the hypocrisy, they're attacking the Electoral College. They're attacking people. They're attacking the media. The media is eating off itself. Right. You know, they're attacking Russia. I mean, it's insane. In the meantime, all these terrible things going on around the world. I mean, it really is the narcissism is on full display because they're losing their power. And what happens with those people is they have these big meltdowns.
Right. Well, you think about big meltdowns. I don't know if you heard, but later on today, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is rolling out the results of his 3+ year investigation. Yes, on Barack Obama's birth certificate. So get ready. We're going to have people throwing themselves down in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, because I believe what is going to be revealed and that people are going to have to decide on is, hey, is this stuff true or not? And you have an officer of the court. With all that that represents, I mean, you cannot get into innuendo. You know, the facts are the facts, Jack. It's going to be laid out. And this could be a tough one, I think, for, you know, the citizens of America to swallow and for this government. Because get ready. Put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets, ladies and gentlemen, later on this afternoon. And I believe what could happen is this could drive the news cycle for the next couple of weeks, what's going to happen later on this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'd love a change of subject. And hats off to that man of steel. What a spine.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he's been known for. I mean, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is cold case posse. And, of course, the big reveal will happen later on this afternoon. Of course, we'll be talking more about that tomorrow as well. The one and only, yes, Michael Dougherty with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoopwall. Michael, as always, good to have you with us. Appreciate the insight, buddy.
All right. Merry Christmas. Take care.
You got it. Merry Christmas.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan.